April 14th, 2021. For Krima Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sanne Dlamini. Making headlines. First batch of Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine set to arrive in May. DA to investigate claims that Bongenkosi Madikizela falsified varsity qualifications. And Somalia's president signs law extending his mandate for 2 years. A day after pausing the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize has announced that the first batch of the Pfizer vaccine will arrive in the country in the first week of May. Speaking in Parliament, Mkhize said every week, starting May 3, South Africa will be receiving 325,260 vaccine doses. The figures, Mkhize said, were based on the agreement government signed with Pfizer for the first 20 million doses. Mkhize said government had secured 10 million additional Pfizer vaccine doses, bringing the total number to 30 million doses. The DA's Federal Legal Commission will investigate claims that Western Cape leader Bongenkosi Madikizela falsified his qualifications. DA Federal Council Chairperson Helen Zille said the party was concerned following reports that Madikizela claims a qualification he does not hold. It has been reported that the Western Cape MSc of Transport and Public Works does not have the BCom degree he claimed to have. Madikizela's official biography on the Western Cape government website notes that he had obtained his BCom from UNISA in 1999. Somalia's president has signed a law extending his own mandate for 2 years, setting the Horn of Africa nation on a collision course with its donors who strongly oppose the move. President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has signed the Direction of One Person, One Vote law, which was unanimously passed by Parliament on April 14. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolitiZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krima Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.